terms of Bill Evans and Jim Ahl, they're both kind of introverted, inside themselves characters. And so a lot of their music is more sedentary, peaceful, but there's a lot going on. It's easy to dismiss pieces like that as being boring because they don't have like a fast dance tempo. But if you really put on the earbuds and the earphones and listen, there's so much conversation that's going on between the two players.
When you listen back to your project, are you satisfied with the level of conversation?
I remember thinking this when I first heard it too, is that the level of communication and listening throughout that entire recording between Larry and I think in a way that emulates what Bill Evans and Jim Hall did.
What's a good example of the level of conversation between McDonough and Shapira?
Here's what I marked down on my notes. And this tune, in my opinion, never got enough attention on this record. And probably because it's very slow and melancholy, but it's also a Gershwin tune. My man's gone. My man's gone now, right? Which is a great, it's just a great, beautiful, dark minor key waltz. Harry's phrasing and his feel and his melodic ideas, all shine on this. But even on top of that, his contour with this solo, building it from sparse up to more of a climactic, kind of flourishing solo that ends with a double time feel, really, really, to my ears, is very satisfying.
Gershwin's My Man's Gone from Porgy and Bess, that was played by pianist Larry McDonough and guitar player Joel Shapira. Larry, why is Joel a good guitar player for the Bill Evans, Jim Hall repertoire?
This may sound kind of odd, but what I like about Joel's playing is his listening. I mean, you have to be competent on your instrument, but the best players are the best listeners. And so I might be playing a line in an improvisation, and then I hear a thoroughly compatible line from Joel almost right as I do it. It's almost like he hears the beginning of a motif, and he doesn't wait for it to end to talk back to me. He starts talking right in the middle of it.
So you get a nice degree of overlap, and which is, of course, musical.
Yeah.
Turn out the stars.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Larry McDonough and Joel Shapira about their playing of Bill Evans and Jim Hall music. Much of the repertoire is slow, melancholic, but they play some up-tempo stuff. What do you say? We feature one of your versions of an up-tempo Bill Evans, Jim Hall thing. And if so, what would it be?
I'd say the video of My Funny Valentine, the new one. That's my opinion.
I agree with that. What's nice about that is they were very innovative in this recording in a number of ways. One, piano guitar duos are not common. But another thing is just how interesting the arrangements were. So with My Funny Valentine, oddly enough, that's the one that's usually done as a melancholy ballad, and they did it up-tempo. It's really a totally different tune version than really any other version of My Funny Valentine I'd ever heard.
Information about the Larry McDonough and Joel Shapira concert, 7 p.m. August 9th at Arts on LaFond. Search Facebook for Arts on LaFond. Reach Larry McDonough Jazz through larrymcdonoughjazz.homestead.com. Joel Shapira is online at joelshapira.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.